Hi, you're back early. Yeah, the little ankle biters are already asleep. No, they weren't in much trouble tonight. Well, maybe a little naughty. I can relate. How did your day go? Well, struck out, huh? Well, at least you still have me. I'm just kidding, hey. Anyway, I guess I should be going soon. What's the time? Let me see. Ah, crap. My bus won't be here for another 20 minutes. And it's starting to rain. Is it okay if I stay over a little longer? Ah, great. Thank you so much. Yeah, I'd love to watch a movie with you while we wait. Let me just grab a seat on the couch. Once in a love, and it was a guess. Soon turned out had a hard glass. What's that? Popcorn and wine, huh? Interesting combination. Got any soda back there? Thanks. What are you drinking, by the way? Sounds fancy. Me? Oh, no, thanks. I know some kids my age are already experimenting with alcohol and, well, other things, but, well, maybe just a sip. Yeah, I don't see the appeal. I think I'll just stick with soft drinks if it's all the same. So this must be some pretty old movie, huh? I like it though, it looks cool. The way all the black and white contrast makes the shadows look so vivid. It's kinda, I don't know, Halloween-y, I guess. Wow, who's that? She's really pretty. Not sure about that wig, though. Yeah, she seems pretty, femme fatale. Is that how you say it? She's got that whole vibe going. Oh, and there's our hard-boiled detective. All we need now is a MacGuffin and we're all set. What? Just because I'm young doesn't mean I don't know anything about movies. Me? A femme fatale in the making? Trust me, I am the farthest thing from. What makes you say that? Oh, it's my ink? Yeah, I got it last week for my birthday. I know I should probably have said something about it, but I didn't want to be a bother. What do you think? Yeah. I wanted one for a while, but I decided to start off with something small and simple. It looks cool though, right? Thanks. Some guys get really weird about this sort of thing, but I'm glad you like it. Can I try some of that wine again, actually? Maybe there's something to this after all. I can actually taste the fruit this time around. Do you mind if I sit a little closer to you? I'm just, I don't know, a bit cold. Can I put my head on your shoulder? Oh, thank you. This is so nice. I really wish I could stay here with you and finish watching, but I have to get going soon. Oh, wow. It's really starting to come down out there. And my asshole boyfriend was supposed to pick me up tonight, but he called me and said his car's busted. If I know him right, though, he's probably out there with his drinking buddies playing the field. Yeah, they're out there getting hammered for sure. Not a problem for him. He's a bit older than me, so. Well, it's just. Well, I like older guys. It's true, though. He's dogging around on me. I just know it. I don't know, just a gut feeling, I guess. I haven't caught him doing anything, but he's pretty popular at school, and, well, to tell you the truth, he's always made me feel like I was beneath him somehow. Yeah, like being with me is just his way of slumming while he looks for somebody prettier. You can't imagine him finding anyone prettier than me? Oh, stop it. You're gonna make me blush. You really think I'm pretty? Okay, wow. Well, I don't know what to say. Thank you. So, I've been meaning to ask you something, and it's probably going to sound a little bit weird, but, well, it's just, well, the money situation hasn't been great for me lately, and I wanted to ask you if you was, there was any chance that I could do more work for you. Yeah, like come over and babysit for you more often, and if you could give me a little, like, maybe a slight raise. I'll learn every last cent of it. Scout's honor. It's not just the money. I really love coming over here. Your house is so big and warm and cozy. The kids are fantastic. And you all have been so nice to me. I'm never happier than I'm with you and your family. You make me feel so good. So wanted. It's been a lifeline, really. Thank you so much, sir. Honestly, I don't know what I'd do without you. Well, I guess it's time for me to get going. Yeah, I'll be okay. A little rain never hurt anyone, right? Sleep over? Are you sure? Is that too much trouble? I could just crash on your couch. I'll be gone first thing in the morning. Promise. It's all right. You don't have to drive me home in the morning or anything. Well, if you insist. Thank you. Again. Like I said, I don't know what I'd do without you. To be honest, I don't really want to go home tonight. Well, things have been pretty messed up there lately. My dad, well, he relapsed. And Mom's threatening to leave. And just, well, neither one of them really wants me around. And I get the feeling they never did, really. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to drag all my baggage in here with me. You probably got plenty of things to worry about without fretting over me, too. Working so hard, taking care of the kids all by yourself ever since your wife walked out on you. You've just been so good to me from the day I started working for you. I really needed that. Like that time you invited me out on a date, remember? I mean, I like to remember it as a date. You took me and your kids out to that classy restaurant and to the movies. And then we even shared a long walk through the fairgrounds in the moonlight on the way back, eating ice cream and watching the fireworks. I actually got into a huge fight with my boyfriend about it afterwards. Yeah, that's where those bruises came from. I know. The ones I told you were just from me being clumsy and tripping over my own feet. He was yelling at me and throwing all sorts of accusations. I told him our night together didn't mean anything, but, well, I was lying. It did mean something. Can I just... Oh, sorry. That was inappropriate. Maybe I should go. It's okay. Are you sure? I know there's quite a gap between us, but I really like you. You're handsome and kind and, well, experienced. I don't want to get you in trouble. I know it's not like you're married or anything, but still, I'm just way younger than you, and, well, people might get the wrong idea. And I'm still in high school, it's true. I mean, college isn't far off, but still, we just have to be careful. I can keep a secret if you can. But I just want you to know, you're not hurting me or exploiting me, I promise. I might be young, but I'm not naive. I know what I'm asking for. I know what I want. And I know you want this too. I know you look sometimes. It's okay, you're just looking. It's not like you'd ever do anything without my consent, right? And to tell you the truth, I like it. I like that my petite teen body turns you on like that. Well, it's not a coincidence I began wearing skimpier clothes when I started working for you, you know. I like knowing that you were looking at me. Like those times when I would wear really short skirts and keep leaning over the kitchen counter or the dinner table, giving you a little peek at my panties. Or those hot summer days when your kids would be splashing around the pool in your backyard and I'd forget to wear a bra. So when they splash water all over my t-shirt, you can see my nipples poking through the wet fabric. They're not the only ones being naughty. I told you, I know what I want. And I want you. Let me just climb into your lap, put my arms around you. Put your hands all over my body. I want to feel you caress it with your strong hands. Yes, I feel so good. It's okay. You can touch me wherever you want. Please. Just keep running your hands along my body. Yeah. Cup my breasts. Feels so good when you touch them like that. Here, let me take my top off for you, so you can get a better look. I know they're not very big, but that just feels so fucking good. Yes, play with them like that. Wait, there's something else I want to do for you. No, shh, don't argue. It's okay. Let me just slide down to the floor on my knees and just, oh my god, is this thing real? My boyfriend isn't nearly this well hung. Guess this is what it's like to be with a man instead of a boy. You're already so hard for me. I can barely get a grip all the way around. Does it feel good when I run my hands over it like this? Yeah. What if I just gave it a little kiss right here? On the tip. It tastes so good. So manly. I could do this all night. No, it's okay. Put your hands on my head. You don't have to be gentle. I like it a little bit rough. Really, it's okay. My boyfriend has this way of, well, roughhousing me sometimes. I didn't like it at first, but after a while, it kind of started turning me on. I just thought it would be better doing something like that with someone I trusted. But I don't want to think about him right now. Tonight is all about you and me. Let me do this for you. I want to. Push yourself deep into my throat. I want you to feel good. Please. I'll be so happy knowing I can make you feel good like that. Oh my god, this thing's unreal, fuck. No, I'm okay. I guess I'm just not used to playing with something that isn't, you know, fun-sized. I mean, I got it down almost halfway. That's a start, right? It's okay if you finish in my mouth. I'll take it. I want to taste you. Please. Are you sure? It's my turn? Oh, okay. Oh. suck on my nipples. They're all yours. Oh. Here. Let me lie down. You can pull down my panties. I'm pretty sure they're soaked through by now. This is me. I hope you like it. Oh, wait. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, I feel so good. Don't stop. Please keep going just like that. Yes. Yeah. Your rough fingers feel so good on my clit. Just, oh my god, right there. Oh god. Oh god. Oh god. Oh shit. Oh my god. How about I didn't wake the kids? I've always been a bit loud. Yeah. My classmates would even tease me about it. Yeah, ever since Sasha overheard me and my boyfriend getting it on, they say things like, oh, she's a screamer, that one. That's so good, thank you. I haven't come like that in... Well, I don't think I've come like that ever. Like I said, you really know what you're doing. Yeah, come here. Kiss me. You want to take me upstairs to your bedroom? Oh yes, God, let's do it. Oh, hey, careful! I wasn't expecting you to sweep me off my feet like this, like literally. I swear, your cologne is doing bad things to me. Come here. Let me get these clothes off of you. Yeah. Take mine off, too. We don't need them getting in the way. You're growing so hard for me. Do my soft hands feel good on your cock? Yeah? I'm ready. I'm all yours. Please make me yours. Oh, God. I guess you didn't strike out after all tonight. Oh, yes. Oh, God. Don't tease me like that. Rubbing the head against my pussy lips. Please, oh please, put it in. Put it in. I need it. Oh wait. Oh, slow, please. Go slow. I just need a moment to get used to the size. Yeah, you feel so good against me. Oh yeah, you feel so good inside me. Oh, splitting me open like this. Oh god, you're practically crushing my G-spot. Oh, feels amazing. Okay, you can start to move. Oh fuck, that feels so good. Yeah, you can go faster. It's okay. Fuck me into the mattress. Yes, just absolutely destroy me. I need it. I need it so bad. I need you to... Ugh, I need you to fuck me until I can't think straight. I want you to fuck me in every position imaginable. Every night, make love to me. Ravish me. Own me. You can do it anytime you want, anywhere you want. Bend me over the couch or in the kitchen counter in the middle of the day and just rail me. Take me in your car right then and there after you pick me up from school. We won't even have to wait to get inside the house. Or have me come over and visit you at work so I can suck your cock under the desk. Right next to all your coworkers. Bet they'll all be wondering why you look so flushed. Oh, yes. Grab me by the arm and take me to the nearest bathroom stall while we're in public. Eat me out. You can taste my young pussy anytime you want. Yeah, it's all yours. My body is all yours. Oh, yes. Shit. Oh, I forgot. I'm not on birth control. No. No, I don't want you to start. It's okay. I already came twice. I want you to come too. Oh, pull out. Yeah, but, I mean, oh. Wait, I've got a better idea. You can finish in my mouth. Yes, please. I want to taste you. Yeah. Come on. Oh, yeah. Oh. Yeah, come home for me. Oh, yeah, please. No, come for me. I want you to. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh. Oh, God. Oh, fuck, you taste so good. Oh, my God. You weren't expecting me to babysit your future babies with my mouth, were you? Trust me, making dumb jokes is totally worth it, if it means I can make you blush like that. Come here, lie down next to me. Hold me. That was perfect. Thank you. Oh, this is heaven. I guess the kids would be surprised if the babysitter is still in the morning, sleeping in their daddy's bed. So where do we go from here? I mean, do you want to be with me? I'm serious. I don't want this to just be a fling. I want to be with you. I want to have a family life with you. I want all of it. I want to share your home, your bed, wake up next to you in the mornings, take the kids to the pool, the beach, the weekends, cook dinner together with you in the evenings while we listen to our favorite music, have movie nights with ice cream and snacks. And for you to take me to the mall and pull me inside a changing room and fuck my face in public while no one's looking. I'm not quite ready to have kids of my own yet. But I want to someday with you. We can make our family grow even bigger. Our family. This is gonna sound crazy, but I don't know. Maybe you could adopt me? It's funny. Part of me wants to join your family and be your daughter. And part of me wants you to fuck my brains out. But then I was thinking, why not both? I could be your daughter with benefits. You could put your hands all over me. Touch me inappropriately in public while I call you daddy. Well, isn't that the fun of it? Almost getting caught fooling around with someone you're not supposed to be. Oh, come on. It's just a bit of harmless fun, right? You have to admit, it does sound deliciously naughty, doesn't it? I told you I was naughty sometimes. Sorry, I'm rambling. Coming so hard would do that to me. I actually think you fucked my brains out, though, for real. You would? You will? Really? You'll adopt me? I'm so happy. Thank you, Daddy. Yes, I think you better get used to me calling you that.